Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, everybody, depending on when you're listening to this recording. This is The Stick Bear. You might also know me as Shane. We're going to be doing a walkthrough of Deathmatch Project Alpha from beginning to end, or as best as we can. We're going to be doing it in multiple files, that being one file per level, because one-file walkthroughs are a pain in the butt. We are using the latest available beta of Deathmatch Project Alpha. There is going to be some spoilers as well throughout this recording. And I'd like to just make you aware of that. If you don't like spoilers, don't listen to this recording, because you're going to get shown how to complete specific things to make the most of this game. Now, to be honest with you, I'm going to say right up the front, I don't like the ending of the game, and when we get there, you won't either. So if you don't want to know how the game ends, don't listen to this recording. Secondly, I have made some adjustments to the sounds in this game because the sounds were left as open source and right there to modify, and because I had an issue trying to figure out what clicks did what, I modified them, and you're going to hear those modifications. And hopefully, you know, call it cheating if you want, but I don't give a crap. This is not a professional recording, so you'll just have to survive. With that said, let's get to it. We're using Windows 7 Ultimate and JAWS 16. And Acapella Heather is the voice in use. So here we go. We're going to load the game right now. I'm gonna press enter.
Deathmatch Project Alpha main menu. Use the arrow keys to navigate.
And whoever's mentioning me on Twitter is gonna have to wait.
To activate an option.
We're gonna hit down arrow.
New game.
That's what I want. You don't need to make any changes. What I'm gonna leave the hands on for the first level just so you get an idea of how it's completed. So we're gonna hit enter on new game.
Select slot.
We'll pick
slot one.
To start, slot one. I got there by pushing the down arrow. Okay, we'll hit enter. You're hearing my applications in the background. Some of them are running.
Well, we are stranded. We appear to be the only two left from the Nova 4's crew. The first thing we need to do is find a way out of here and into the lobby.
So, this is a standard side-scrolling game. You use the arrow keys left and right to carry on.
Yep.
Okay, and I had to quickly edit because my phone rang, but here we go. We're going to move on right. You're hearing something off to our right. Let's go over to what that object is. It's a console, so we'll hold control. Now, if you don't hold control, this is how fast you walk. So, we're going to hold control and run. There's the console. We'll press enter.
Repair invoice for Federation vessel, Phoenix Red Warp. Auto docking system out of order. Possibly linked to docking generators being offline. Warning. Deadly dark matter reactor breach. Fuel lines out of commission. All engines powered off.
And that, most of these consoles you don't need to hit enter on, but I did that just to show you what it was. We're going to continue moving right with control right arrow.
Tip. Enter is the use button for opening doors and picking up items. Try it out on the door ahead. Press enter to continue.
We'll press enter to continue, as just like the lady said. We're using Acapella Heather for our voice, by the way. But I think I already said that. Here's our door. See? You can't move any farther, see? I went back, left, and the right. So we'll hit enter to open the door. There we go. We'll hit go to the right. Here's a console.
That door on the other side appears to be missing a battery. Check the upper lobby for anything we could use to power the door.
So we're going to ignore this particular console. Continue going right.
Tip. Ladders in the game contain valuable items that can only be gotten by exploring. Press enter to continue.
You won't, once we clear the first level, you won't hear these tips anymore, but these are good valuable pieces of input.
There is a ladder here. There is a ladder here.
Now that I found the ladder, I had to go back a bit because I actually bypassed it because I was moving too fast. What control up arrow to climb the ladder at rapid speed?
There is a ladder here.
I wasn't in the right position. We're now at the top. Now off to your left, should be over on this side over here, is something we want. So it's over here. So let's move right.
Hip. Lost.
She just said move left.
Find out where you're going? No fear. The C key can be used to check your coordinates anywhere in the game. Press enter to continue.
So I screwed up. I said right and moved left.
I'm directionally challenged today, apparently.
Well, hey, Dana. And we'll move left. There it is. We'll press enter to pick up the item.
Battery. Good. That battery you picked up should be enough to power the door. Come back down and use the battery.
So we're going to fire off, go back towards the ladder. And as soon as it says there is a ladder here, we're going to immediately press control down arrow. Here we go.
There is a ladder here. There is a ladder here.
And here's the door. To use an item, you need to access your inventory. That's done with the I as an inventory key. We'll push that now.
Inventory menu. Select menu item.
Press the down arrow to select the item I want.
Battery.
That's the item I want. We press enter to make use of the item. That makes the battery used, so we can now open the door with the enter key. And we'll continue moving right.
Tip. Want to know how to save your game? As you go through the game completing various objectives, the game will checkpoint and save your progress. This will be indicated by the same sound you heard when this hint activated. Consoles will generally serve as checkpoints. To activate a console, use the enter button. Press enter to continue.
Now, a quick word. I'm going to press enter to continue. And I'm going to quickly mute this channel for just a second. A quick word about not all consoles are save points. Please remember that. Not all consoles... Actually, I don't need to be the channel because we're fine. Not all consoles are save points. I actually had to turn the main knob down because it was kind of loud. So that should be a little better on your ears, too. That is because they're just not. Not every console is a save point. So be aware of that. Let's continue moving, right? And here's the door. Press enter. And move on through the door.
There you are. Let me explain the situation. This ship, Red Warp, appears to have suffered a complete disaster with dark matter, and I can't find any survivors on board. Many of the ship's systems are failing. In order to find out which ones, I need you to use the security computer.
And let's move right and do that. Here's the computer, we'll press enter.
Computer systems report for Federation colonization vessel, Red Warp. Engines, inoperable. Gravity field generation system, disabled. Overall ship status, failing. That doesn't look good one bit. I'm guessing the place where we need to start are the engines. Fuck, the ship still has unexploded dark matter here. Run. Quickly before they all explode.
Hear it from the left, we keep moving right. If it moves, comes from the right, we stop. We're gonna stop and wait. Here we go. It's gonna echo through here. It's gonna be a little hard to hear, so we're gonna keep moving as quickly as we can. I'm gonna stand right here. Because this part, I can't tell where it's coming from. Sounds like that, so we'll keep moving right. Ooh. That was a little close for comfort, so I backed off. We're just gonna let the rest of these explode. I shifted a bit to the right to get away from that left-handed explosion. Ooh. Back off a bit to the left. Okay, there we go. I'm moving right, really quickly. Ooh. I can't tell where that's coming from, so we're just gonna keep moving.
We should start repairing the ship's fuel lines. There is a spare batch of inactive dark matter rods in fuel storage. Before you refuel, though, we need to tie the fuel lines together as a temporary measure to prevent them from bursting again. Take the cargo lift up to fuel management and I will explain what to do next.
So we missed something. We didn't actually go right past that ladder up top, so let's go back really quickly. I'm gonna go back where we came from. This doesn't take long, but I want to show you something that will be of use to you. Let me just go back this way. I want to see if there's one up here. If there is, we'll use it. Just a minute. I'm moving back through the points we already went through, because I want to see something. I don't remember if there's, because I've already beat this game so many times, I forget if there is a hacking interface up there or not. I think I'll have a peekaboo here. We'll just run back this way. Does it take me a second to get back here?
There is a ladder here. There is a ladder here. There is a ladder here.
I'm gonna go up the ladder and I'm gonna crank and go quickly to the right. See if there's anything here. Okay, I don't see anything.
There is a ladder here.
I don't think there is anything up here. Just a moment. I just gotta check the rest of this level really quickly. Just to make sure we didn't miss anything up here. No, it doesn't look like there's anything up here, so we'll just quickly go on back. Down to where we were and go find the cargo lift. See, this is what happens when you don't actually explore. You need to do a lot of exploring to make sure that you know
here.
Exactly what is
here.
Up and down each ladder. Because if you don't, you're bound to miss something. And those people mentioning me on the Twitter are gonna have to wait. They are, I can't read your mentions right now. I'm so sorry. I'm just gonna keep on moving here. Normally, I'm pretty good at making sure we don't miss anything like hacking interfaces and stuff. I'm looking for the cargo lift. I think it's in the next room. Let's see here. One thing they haven't told us yet is about the D key. I'm gonna push it.
Sorry, no objects in range.
Which is good, which is fine.
There is a cargo lift here. There is a cargo lift.
There's the cargo lift. We need to press enter.
There is a cargo lift here.
Line it up properly first, then we'll press enter. Here we are. We're now heading up to fuel management.
Okay, I'm sure in training you heard about the tractor beam module, right? No? I guess they don't teach it to new recruits anymore. Anyways, the tractor beam module is a standard module that installs to your spacesuit and can be used to move heavy objects, things like heavy power levers and such. This device can also be used to repair broken objects if used properly. What we are going to do is use the module to fix the broken fuel lines. Since you're a new recruit to our rescue team, you didn't start out with a tractor beam module installed to your suit by default. Fortunately, there's a spare one in the supply room. I want you to go and get it.
The supply room is, in this case, off to our left, so we're gonna go left.
Tip. You can use the detection system with D to track doors and other objects currently near you. This can be useful when you're navigating and you're lost. Press enter to continue.
Now, I already told you about the D key earlier, and it just told us because I was too quick for it. Here we go, hit enter. Let's hit D now and see what we've got.
Detection menu. Door. Door. Position. 179.
Okay. So we hit escape to bail out. We'll go continue moving left. There's a door. We'll hit enter. Alright. Module we need is to our left. We're going to keep going left. It's now centered. We'll press enter.
Tractor beam module. Okay, now head back here. Also remember to install the tractor beam module into your suit by pressing I, then selecting the module.
Just like we used to do with the battery, we'll now press I for inventory.
Inventory menu.
And go down.
Tractor beam module.
And we'll press enter.
Tractor beam upgrade installed.
And we'll move on. We'll go back right. back to where we started.
Okay now, in order to use the tractor beam, you first need to hold shift. This acts as aiming mode, and it will zone in on any object in your vicinity that can either be tractored at or shot at. Either way, once you have done that, you can hold T to drag it towards you. Try it out on this dark matter rod. Tractor it into the port in front of you.
Okay, so there's a trick to this. Let's back off this. There. Now you can no longer hear the noise. Now, we're going to walk one, two steps. We're now in position. So we don't need to move from this position. Simply hold shift. That's the aim beep. And we'll hit T. You don't have to hold T. Just push it. It's coming towards us from the right. That sound means it's in the right position. We'll now let go of shift.
Good. That's one. There are many more, though, to tractor into place. First, scout around this deck for any fuel rods you can find. Tractor them into place.
There are two more in this area, so we'll continue going right.
There is a cargo lift here.
We're gonna pass the cargo lift for right now. Next door. Same as before. We're now in position. Tractor it into place. Same as before. Oh! This one isn't the same as the previous one. Now, that, what I had to do there was move left a bit because I was a little bit off for that one. So you sometimes do have the shift button. Most of these you can move by simply standing where the noise starts and then going ahead with the tractor. There's one more, which is over here. Oops. There's our last one. We'll hit shift and T. And here it comes all the way from right field. And it's another one of those that they've actually, I think. They've actually either I'm in the wrong. Oh, there it is. And those are done. Continue moving along the upper fuel management section. I think there's one more. Let's see. Nope, that's a device. Let's see what this is. Open this door.
This must be the place where the engine is. We should have enough of the dark matter rods to fuel us up and fly to a place where we are in single coil T drifting through space aimlessly. Hit the console ahead to repair the fuel lines and fire the main engine.
But before that, there's an object.
Jetpack module.
We're gonna need that. Let's quickly install that before I forget.
Jetpack module. Jetpack module installed.
There we go. Now there's a computer module to our right, and if memory serves, this is our first save point. And it is. That is our first save point.
Fuel lines repaired. Now firing primary engine. Okay, engines are online and fully operational. Head up to the bridge and we can focus getting us out of this asteroid belt we are stuck in.
And how about we go ahead and do what she says? Keep walking right.
There is a ladder here. There is a ladder here. There is a ladder here.
There's a ladder here. Let's go up the ladder and move to the right.
There is a hacking interface here. There is a hacking interface here.
Now, you'll get clicks, but I won't because I'll be very honest with you. I have a hard time, had a hard time determining the clicks. So let's hack this terminal, shall we? Oops.
There is a hacking interface here.
You interact with the terminal by pressing enter.
Down, right, right, up, right. Down, right, up, right.
Which we've done, and we'll move left now.
There is a ladder here.
Looking for that.
There is a locker here. 5,000 credits.
I think that's the only locker up here, I think. Yeah, that's the only locker
there
on this level. I think. Let me just run back all the way to the end of this level. Nope. Okay, that's the only locker on this level.
There is a ladder here.
A couple of commands not discussed are Z.
You have 6,000 credits.
And X.
You have 0 upgrade components.
Those will become apparent in just a moment. We're going to go down the ladder and move right.
Okay, we have full power. I need you to fly the ship out of the belt to avoid slamming into any asteroids. Head into the navigation station and let's get going.
Now, the navigation station is one of those ones you've got to locate. Hint, 407 is the coordinates you need. That's a spoiler. Once again, 407. We are at coordinates.
361, 0, 20.
So we've got to go farther. We're going to move right.
Tip. That noise off to your right is a galactic network terminal. These terminals are the stores in the game that can be used to buy new weapons, stock up on medkits, and anything else you might need. But fair warning. Spend the credits wisely, because your credits are limited and the enemies are tough. To check your credits, press Z. Press Enter to continue.
Yet again, I stepped on her tongue. It's okay. Now we're gonna hit. Now there's two commands they don't discuss. F2 for your status and F3 for weapon status. We're gonna hit F3.
Weapon status.
I don't have a weapon and won't for a few more minutes. But I'll show you what's in this terminal. We're gonna move right. There's the terminal. We'll hit Enter.
Galactic Network Terminal System Main Menu. Order Medkit for 150 credits. Order Plasma Rifle Ammo Clip for 50 credits. Order Upgrade Component for 300 credits.
I go spaz with the upgrade components in a later level.
Order Fusion Cutter for 9,000 credits. Order Fusion Cutter Ammo Clip for 1,000 credits. Order Fusion Cutter Ammo
and
Clip for 1,000 credits.
That's it, so we can escape. We'll move away from this. There we go. I don't buy the Fusion Cutter. I personally never use it. It makes no sense. So we're going to keep moving, right? We're now at
388, 0, 20. 394, 0, 20.
Here's a door. Add coordinates.
399, 0,
we need 407, 20. So we'll go
406, 0,
there's 407. 20. It's one step. We'll hit Enter.
Okay, now remember. You use the arrows to control the ship. Left and right, steer left and right. Up and down, control
the
your
beeping.
Speed. Keep us clear of the asteroids.
I'm gonna stall for a second. So, we're gonna push right, and I'm actually gonna increase our speed. I'm gonna keep pushing right until we're all the way on the right of the asteroid field. And there's an asteroid coming up. Am I gonna get by it? Oh, just barely. So I'm now on the very far right of the field, as you can tell. And we're just gonna cruise through the asteroid field. As long as you're on either side of the field, you're fine. It's gonna take us through the field. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. We're almost out. Should be out here in just a minute. And hopefully in just a minute. I just turned on the up arrow key to make sure we were going as fast as possible.
Okay, that should do it. Get back to the bridge. We have more work to do.
We're just to our left, so we'll go left. Our first alien.
Warning. This vessel has been boarded by alien forces. Sheet, they're back. The human race's enemies. Here, take this. It's a plasma rifle. You will need it.
So what we do with this is this. We... A hint. Shoot and move. Do not stop moving.
Tip. To fire the plasma rifle, hold shift, which is aiming mode. Press control to shoot. If an enemy grabs you, this will initiate a quick time event in which you can't move. Rapidly press enter to complete the event. Failure to do so will result in your character's death. If you bought any medkits at the store, you can use Q to heal yourself. Press enter to continue.
And here we go. Let's take this one out. Here we go.
There is a ladder here.
Always move.
Good. While you were fighting for your life, I noticed the hydraulic systems of the ship were down. Head back down the cargo lift you took to get up here, and there will be an elevator to take you up to the hydraulics deck. The elevator is at 200.00.
But before we do that, let's hit F3.
Weapon status. You are using a plasma rifle. Remaining energy, 7. Maximum energy capacity, 20. Available ammunition clips, 1. Maximum energy damage, 10%.
And we only have one med kit. So let's go back to the upgrade terminal. We'll hit enter.
Galactic order med kit for 150 credits.
We'll buy 4 of these. Med kit and we'll go down.
Order plasma rifle ammo clip for 50 credits.
We'll buy 5 of these.
Plasma rifle ammo clip bot.
There we go. Now we'll hit escape. One command they don't tell you is H for health.
100 health remaining.
Which is fine. If we hit F2.
Status. Health. 100. Credits. 5,200. Current coordinates. X, 378. Y, 0. Z, 20. Available medkits. 5.
Which is fine. We're going to now move back over to our cargo lift. We've been there before. Into the cargo lift.
There is a ladder here.
There's that door. We're going to open the door. I forgot that door was closed. That's what I get for thinking. Or not thinking, as the case may be. Another door. I don't know why those doors keep closing, but whatever.
There is a cargo lift here.
Whoops.
There is a
cargo lift. There it is. We'll hit enter. We are now back where we started at coordinates.
190.00.
The coordinates we need are 200, so we'll go 10 steps to our right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And
200.00.
We'll press enter.
Level complete. Loading next level.
That completes this level. Let's move on to level 2. In order to get access to level 2, you'll need to open the next file. Depending on when you're listening to this, will depend on if level 2 has yet been uploaded. If it hasn't, you'll just have to be patient and wait for that level to be uploaded. For now, peace!